It's Thursday, May 30th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On February 2nd, 54 Christians from Kaintlang Village in Chin State, Myanmar, were abducted by the Arakan Army, which has been fighting the Myanmar Army in a nearby region. The Arakan Army put the Christians in a forced labor camp on the border with Myanmar and Bangladesh, giving them little food. At this point, only two people have escaped from the labor camp. Pastor Mark Robinette, founder of Mission to Myanmar, commented on the story.
Time and again, the people of Myanmar have told me what a dangerous thing it is to get caught by these rebel armies. They will oftentimes force you to join them, either carrying their ammunition or working for them as they fight against the Myanmar army. This time, however, it's a huge group of people, and I'm sure they are terrified. As you are considering praying for them, think about how you would pray if this was your brother or sister who was captured. And remember, these are definitely your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Mission to Myanmar helps support multiple churches and orphanages and a Bible school in the country. To support them, visit the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Scotland's legislature has approved a bill to criminalize any physical discipline of a child. The Children Equal Protection from Assault Scotland bill passed the first of three stages for its adoption on Tuesday with an 80-29 vote in the Parliament. Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother." Special Counsel Robert Mueller announced his resignation from the U.S. Justice Department yesterday, giving his first public comments on the investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mueller led a probe into whether Trump's campaign conspired with the Russians to influence the elections, resulting in a 448-page report that indicted 37 people and businesses. Mueller reiterated the report's findings yesterday, saying the investigation did not prove that the Trump administration colluded with Russia. However, Mueller also said the report did not exonerate Trump, and it was up to Congress over whether to impeach him.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the Volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional.
The U.S. Supreme Court both upheld and struck down parts of an anti-abortion law passed in Indiana in 2016, signed by then-Governor Mike Pence. The ruling upheld part of the bill that required burial or cremation for the remains of babies killed by abortion. However, the decision also upheld a lower court ruling that struck down the law's ban on killing babies because of their race, sex, or disability. Psalm 82:2-4 says, "How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked." Missouri's health department has refused to renew Planned Parenthood's annual license to murder babies in the womb, and the state's last abortion mill in St. Louis is expected to close this week. Six states now have only one abortion mill open: Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, and West Virginia. Hopefully, Missouri will be the first state with no facilities for the murder of babies. The U.S. set a new record on Tuesday, following 12 consecutive days with at least 8 tornadoes. The National Weather Service has received 500 tornado reports over the last 30 days, and 934 total this year, rising above the yearly average of 743 tornadoes. So far this year, 38 people have died from 10 tornadoes, with 7 deaths over the last week from tornadoes in Iowa, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Ohio. Scientists have finally been able to read the oldest text of Scripture ever found, which was excavated from a synagogue in Ein Gedi near the Dead Sea. Archaeologists have had the 2,000-year-old scroll for decades, but were unable to open the charred and brittle text, only recently discovering the contents with advanced imaging technology. The text comes from the book of Leviticus and is 100% identical to the version that has been used for centuries. Psalm 12, 6-7 says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at coloradofatherson.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.